Or morning or evening, wherever you're, where you are right now. This is Pete Rizzo from Checkbook IRA LLC. I'm a managing partner. And today we've got a very interesting concept to talk about. And we have Mr. Kevin Williams from Uber Wolf Capital. And he's here, you know, it's actually Uber Wolf LLC. And he's here to talk about a very unique program that they have. And it kind of caught my eye because in this financial world, it's really, you know, when you get into the digital assets, it's very volatile. And you can make a lot of money, you can lose a lot of money. But they've got a unique system to protect your principal that we're going to talk about today. And this will actually be a kind of a two-part situation where we come back in a couple of weeks, we're going to talk about the system that they use. So, you know, Kevin, you know, thank you for joining us today. I hope, you know, everybody finds this informative. Kevin, you know, who is the president, CEO, and supreme commander of Uber Wolf, you know, began trading stock index futures back in the mid-90s and then moved into trading commodities. He spent 4 years with Glencore, one of the world's largest commodities brokers. Then he left in 2020 when he became interested in cryptocurrencies. He began trading cryptos immediately. And then in the beginning of 2021, he began investing in yield farming, since which time he's made a great profit of 150%. Uber Wolf LLC was set up in January 2022 in the state of Delaware by Kevin as a vehicle to raise funds to put together a fund and come up with the first product that has 100% of principal protection, which enables investors to take advantage of high returns available across the crypto industry while providing 100% investment capital protection. Kevin, thank you for joining us today.
Well, thank you for having me. I really appreciate the opportunity. It's very kind of you.
So, you know, when we run across different systems, we like to expose our prospects and clients to them.
Okay.
And I thought this was, you know, this was very, very, very interesting. So, you know, today's discussion, you know, I just want to kind of, if you want to give us an overview of Uber Wolf Capital.
You want an overview of the company or of the actual product itself?
Oh, the other company. Talk about the company, you know.
Sure.
And what Uber Wolf Capital is. Why it was put together.
Okay.
Yeah.
I set up Uber Wolf Capital in January of last year, 2022. I'd been trading cryptos and yield farming for a couple of years and had quite a good level of success and decided that I would set up a company primarily to raise funds and to start to manage other people's funds. It's taken a little longer than I'd anticipated because obviously I've been trying to set up the business at the same time as continuing to trade. And trading does take up a lot of your time. Don't ever believe it. Guys tell you that you can set it and leave it and walk off for the rest of the day because I've never found that to be the case. So it has taken a little longer than I'd anticipated, but we're here now. And we're at the point now where we're just about to launch. As Peter was saying, we've produced or put together a product which is pretty unique in the marketplace. It's going to allow investors to dip their toe into the cryptocurrency space, the digital marketing and investing space, without any fear of losing their capital. And so the product itself, we call it
PPP 100.
That's it, yeah. Principal Protection Plan 100.
Yeah.
And the PPP 100 is made of three separate components. The first component provides us with our principal protection. The fund then sits in the middle. And then on the back end, we have the tokenization element itself. So if we start at the beginning, some people out there may be aware of a product called a zero coupon bond. We're using something very similar. We're using zero coupon certificates of deposit. Now, a serial coupon certificate of deposit is very similar to a normal CD, but other than that, you don't get the interest paid to you during the term of the CD. So if we looked at a 5-year zero coupon CD, and someone was to invest $100,000 in that, then you would receive no interest through the 5 years. But at the end of the 5th year, you would receive all your interest in one payment. And then on top of that, you would get back the full amount of your principal that you'd started with. Now, some people will think, well, why would I want to do that? And the reason that you'd want to do that is the bank that issues the zero coupon CD allow you to buy the CD at a discount to the face value. And the reason they do that is because they don't have to make interest payments throughout the term. So a 5-year CD at current interest rates, around about 4.5%, 4.7%. If you were to invest $100,000, about 80%, so about $80,000, would go into the principal protection part of the plan. And that $80,000 will mature in 5 years at $100,000. So we've started with $100,000, $80,000 goes into the principal protection. That then leaves us $20,000, which comes into the cryptocurrency fund. Okay. Now, because you've got 100% principal protection, we leverage by 5 times. So your $20,000 that's sitting in the crypto fund now has a nominal value of $100,000, which is what you started out with. And so when we start to produce our profits, you're going to get profits on $100,000 instead of $20,000. But we've also got, obviously, the 100% principal protection. Now, the great thing with that is you've got your protection in the zero coupon CD. And because it's a CD, and this is the reason why we chose a zero coupon CD over a zero coupon bond.
Kevin, that's a great point, because I think that's one of the things that, you know, was my first question to you. Okay, why not just a zero coupon bond where you can buy anywhere?
Yeah, absolutely.
This is something.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry for interrupting, but I thought that would be highlighted.
That's okay. The zero coupon CD is looked upon like a normal CD, any other CD or savings account, and therefore it benefits from being insured by the FDIC. FDIC insurance will cover up to $250,000 per account per person. Whereas if we've done a zero coupon bond, that's not covered by the FDIC. So you would be hoping to a certain amount of credit risk. So I can give you a good example. If we'd have used a zero coupon bond and that was issued by Signature Bank, then all of our investors would have lost their money. All that principal sum, that $100,000, or the $80,000 actually, that goes into that, would be gone, and we'd be waiting now to see what we're going to get back in terms of pennies on the dollar. But had we gone to Signature Bank, same bank, and got a zero coupon CD, you wouldn't have lost a penny. Because the FDIC would be stepping in and making you whole. In other words, they'll be repaying you your $80,000. And so by just tweaking that front end a little bit, we can now ensure that you've got 100% protection backed by the FDIC or the NCUA, because we do use credit unions from time to time. So it depends on who's got the best rate on the given day. So you've got your 100% principal protection backed by the FDIC or NCUA. You've then got your money sitting in the fund, which we've now leveraged to $100,000. And you will get back an 8% preferred return from the fund. So we start making profits at the end of year one, you get your 8% preferred return, and then you will get 80% of any profit above the preferred return. So 8% preferred, 80% above. So now we're in a situation where we've got 100% protection at the front end. You can't lose your capital. And you've got a fund structure where you're going to get an 8% preferred return and 80% above the preferred return. And then we come on to the third part, which is the tokenization element. For those of you that do dabble in cryptocurrencies, you'll understand what they are, what tokens are, etc. But what we're doing is we're using what we call equity tokens. So we're not tokenizing the fund. We're issuing equity tokens as a bonus. And how we do that is the amount of money that you put into the fund, so that's the unlevered sum that comes into the fund, we issue an equivalent amount of equity tokens. Now, those equity tokens are very similar to shares. They will enable you and will give you rights to annual dividends. And also you'll have the possibility of earning extra returns from the capital growth in the value of those tokens. So very similar to shares, not exactly the same, but very similar. But two more methods where you can earn money, an annual dividend and capital growth in the value of the tokens. Now, as a business, we're not just going to be sitting here with one crypto fund. We're looking to grow the business over the next 3 to 5 years. And yeah, there will be more crypto funds and specialized funds within that sector. But we're also looking to bring in commodity funds. We're also looking to bring in a litigation fund, property funds. You know, property fund we can leverage four or five times pretty easily. So any investment product that where we can leverage 4 to 5 times is a candidate for us to bring into our system. And all of our products will have 100% principal protection, and then the same structure with the fund and the equity tokens on the back end. And of course, over the 3 to 5 years, as more products come on the market, one would like to think that the crypto market and other investment analysts out there would be rating our company, and therefore the value of the tokens would be going up. And that's to the benefit, obviously, of all of our investors.
Okay, so that's if you look at this in a nutshell, that you know you've got to be in for 5 years, correct?
Yes, you do. I mean, back in the day when previously people were using this type of structure or using zero coupon bonds, and I'm talking back into the 90s when I first came into the financial services industry, interest rates were a lot higher than they are now.
Right.
And so if we've got 8, 9, 10% interest rates, then you could do a 3-year zero pretty comfortably. But because we're not at those interest rates, in reality, we have to do a minimum of 5 years. And you need to be aware also that if you want to exit the plan before the maturity date, so some point within that 5 years, there is a possibility that you will lose some money. It's the only way if you exit within the 5 years, but it is possible because it's going to take 5 years of interest payments that you don't actually get on the day, but it's going to take 5 years of interest payments to accrue to enable you to get your 100% back in at the end of the 5th year. So if you come out after 4 years, you know, you might have 95,000 out of the 100 that you originally invested. Now, one would hope. But during that 4 years, you would have also had your preferred returns, the tokens would have gone up, you've got some dividends,
right?
And you've got your 80% share on your profit. So you'll be significantly over the 100,000. And so you wouldn't necessarily lose. It just depends on how we've done in terms of our trading and how the tokens are at the back end. It's possible you could exit in 2 years in profit.
Okay. That's how, and I know that, I used to, ago when interest rates were extremely high, that I'm really dating myself right now, instead of promoting our company with golf tournaments with free tea prizes and things like that, we would give away a $50,000 zero coupon bond. And it made a tremendous impact, but what happened is that only cost us the time, but it was 30-year zero coupon bond, $500, and the people that wanted to cash them in early, they might only get 500, they might only get 600 back rather than 50,000. But quite a few of them kept on to and have cashed them in the last few years for the $50,000. I like the idea of the zero coupon CD because that makes a little bit more sense now. Okay, what if everything goes to hell in a handbasket? And What is the protection for the, because this is one of the things that has been the biggest sticking point, you know, in crypto trading and any investments right now.
Sure.
Because there's some funds that are, you know, that, you know, everything goes to heck. They still have their zero coupon bond, correct? Or their zero coupon CD.
So that's correct, yeah. Although it's, we put it in what we call the Principal Protection Plan 100. They're right. Actually three separate standalone components. And so, as you say, if everything goes bust in the fund itself, say in the second year, for whatever reason, we get the wrong side of the trade, we're a little bit leveraged, and before we can exit, the fund's wiped out.
Yeah.
That will never attach or remove any of your principal, because your principal is covered by a separate contract, which is the zero coupon CD issued by the bank or credit union. So the fact that the fund, as you say, has gone to hell in a handbasket in the second or third year will have no impact on your principal that you've started with. Obviously, it will have an impact on your returns.
Right.
Because if it goes bust in the second or third year, there's nothing more there to make any returns. There's a possibility that you would still get some dividend payment from some of the other funds, and the tokens themselves may still be increasing in value because we're doing well with the other funds. But nevertheless, you know, if the fund went, the crypto fund went bust in year two, you would not get any more returns from that particular fund. As I said, there are opportunities for you to get further returns from the tokens and the dividends. But either way, you will never lose your principal, you know, the sum that you've started out with, the original invested sum.
Okay, now a quick question, because a lot of our people have, you know, LLCs they invest with. Now is the zero coupon CD, I gotta keep saying it because zero coupon bond keeps trying to fly out of my mouth. Zero coupon CD, is that in the name of the LLC or is it in the name of Uber Wolf Capital?
We can do that either way.
Some
investors prefer to do it in their own name, or if they've got an LLC in their own LLC. If they're going to be investing via an IRA, then it'll have to be in the LLC anyway. There's no way around that. But if people are investing freely, then they can make that choice. But my understanding is, and you would know this better than I, Peter, but you know, if they're investing via their IRA, then it'll have to be held in the IRA and all payments will go back to the IRA.
Correct. I guess the reason for the question, because of it, you know, if it's investing, if it's in the name of the LLC or IRA, then there's no, Uber Wolf has no hold over it.
Correct.
As far, so that's where the real protection comes in, correct?
Well, that's a double layer of protection. Yes, we don't touch the funds.
Yeah, that's the, you know, and again, I mean, that's one of the things that's happened. I mean, we've had the big, you know, kaboom go on with FTX right now. And a lot of our clients, they were, in fact, the ones that kept their own keys, they were protected.
Yeah.
They're protected. Now, there might be some, you know, manipulation down the road because they'll start trying to claw back funds and that sort of thing. But right now, they can still trade and they can still do everything in the world with their, you know, with their keys. Just move it, you know, just move to another exchange. And I guess that's where I was trying to ride, because protection is, you know, right now in today's world, you know, people are trying to figure, okay, how can I protect my money as well as make a lot of it? And it's becoming a, you know, well, not a two-way street is a bad word, but it's just becoming a concern. Now, yeah, I know that, you know, is it BitGo that you do the, how do they come into the play on this?
Well, BitGo are our custodians. So our trading accounts sit with BitGo. I mean, they are an institutional size crypto custodian. I mean, they handle about $75 billion, that's with a B, dollars worth of crypto transactions a month. They've processed over $3 trillion without losing a penny. So, you know, they're institutional grade crypto custodian, which is where we keep our trading accounts. Enables us, and we can actually trade from a cold wallet. They were one of the first custodians to bring that particular process into play, enabling you to trade direct from a cold wallet, which is another level of protection for us as a fund.
Okay. So in looking at the whole big picture, process is more like you're buying into a hedge fund.
Yes, it is. Yeah, it is. I mean, obviously people will ask how do we make our money? Well, we charge a fee of 1.5% of the funds that's invested. So that's what we call assets under management. And we get a 20% performance fee. So if you cast your mind back, when we were talking about the fund, the investor gets an 8% preferred return, and then they get 80% above the preferred return. Well, that's where our 20% performance fee sits. Where the 100% of the return. So, you know, we're all in it and pulling in the same direction. If we only make 6% profit in the first year, then you guys get the 6%. We don't get anything.
Apart from our
assets under management fee. So we've got to break that 8% preferred return before we start to receive any kind of real returns ourselves.
Okay. And I mean, one of the things, I mean, this seems, I know there's a lot of Merrill Lynch, a lot of them have funds like this, or they're actually annuities where you're guaranteed X amount of percent every year, but they don't have the same type of protection as this. And they don't have the same type of protection. And it's something that, and again, it seems to me like it's a less risky way of getting into the crypto exchange, cryptocurrency universe.
Yeah, I mean, it was designed specifically for that purpose. I mean, this started from a conversation I had 18 months ago, or more than that now, with a friend of mine who was looking to invest a seven-figure sum into cryptos, but couldn't find anything that gave him some kind of protection. He said, you know, if I'm buying shares or if I'm going into whatever else it is in traditional finance, but ETFs or what have you, is I can always hedge my risk somehow.
Right.
To a certain degree. He said, but I can't seem to find anything. And that started me looking as well. When I'd obviously been trading at that point over a year, I think about 14, 15 months at that point. And I couldn't find anything either. And so I said, you know what, I think I'll build something. And that's where the idea for Uber Wolf Capital came from. The product is designed so that the investor has got 100% principal protection. You will not lose your initial capital.
Yeah. And that's something that, you know, it seems like a rarity. The only thing you really have a protection on, it seems like anymore, is real estate. Things go down and you still have the building sitting there, but you have to sell it to know what the real value is.
That's so, right. Yeah. You're still open. I mean, if you bought a property in 2007, 2006, didn't have too much security by 2009, did you?
Yeah.
No. But with this, unless, you know, of course, heaven forbid, unless the US government goes bust. But I think if the US government was bust, we're all in a whole lot of trouble.
Right. I mean, the way they're fighting right now, who knows? I'm not even going to go down that rabbit hole.
Absolutely.
We talked about a lot of the questions that I got. One, how did you get the name Uber Wolf Capital?
Where did it come from? Did you say?
How did you come up with that name? I'm just curious.
Do you know? I really don't know.
no, that's fine. I mean,
I think I
it's
saw
kind of a cool name.
I think I saw some company around many moons ago called Wise Wolf, which I thought was quite a nice name. And I can't. It would be a nice story to say that the conversation I had with my friend happened in the back of an Uber taxi. Yeah. But I can't claim that because that's not how it happened. But I guess that would be a nice story. So I don't know. I honestly can't remember how the name came about. I mean, I obviously like it myself. But I unfortunately, I don't have an interesting story about where the name originated.
Okay, I was just curious. That's the thing that just popped into my head, you know, a bit ago. Now, if somebody wants some more information about this, how do they get a hold of you?
They can ring us. We're on a New York number on 646-889-8932. That's 646-889-8932. Alternatively, they can email me. That's kevin.williams@uberwolf, and Uber spelt like the taxi service.
Yeah.
All one word, uberwolf.capital. So kevin.williams, WILLIAMS, kevin.williams@uberwolf.capital.
Okay, and this will also be on the, we'll have this on text too, on, if you look at whatever podcast service you have, it'll have this information on there too, who's ever listening to this. Hey, Kevin, thank you so much for the time today.
And thank you too.
Yeah, we'll be doing another one coming up with talking about, you know, the way of investing,
sure.
You know, and what you're doing with this to give a little bit deeper explanation. But it's one of the things, again, we'll have a, you'll be sending this out again for all of you listening on the podcast right now. You've got the information there and how you get a hold of Kevin. Also, feel free to, you know, peter@checkbookira.com, and I'd be happy to send the information, you know, forward the information to you. Again, thank you so much, Kevin. We really appreciate your time today.
Well, thank you, sir. I mean, I appreciate your time and everybody that's listening. Thank you very much.
Okay,